Anyway, not who we're talking about right now, because I have a guest on the line with me who I'm really, really delighted to talk to, actually. Back again for a second time, because he's got another song coming out shortly. It's called Destination Unknown. I have the wonderful Sam Fowles on the line with me. Good morning, Sam.
Morning, Liam.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, mate. Thank you. And yourself?
Oh, you know what? I'm okay. I'm not too bad at all. What's been going on?
Yeah, just been, I played our show on Friday, which was cool. So sort of just got the bit of a post-show come down from that now.
That's right. That's right. I'm coming down nearly constantly. It's fine. Hey, so tell me, Butterfly Baby was the last time we talked. And that was really well received, that song.
Yeah, it was.
How are you feeling now? You've done some shows as well, got that out. Are you feeling, has this been an energizing experience for you?
Yeah, it's definitely, it's good. It feels good to have my work out in the world, which is nice, and to have all that, you know, like people enjoying it and all that positive feedback is it's kind of nice. It kind of like I guess it reaffirms that what you're doing is, you know, is good, and it's good for other people, so, which is nice.
Yeah, of course. And no dilly-dallying, because you're immediately on to the next one. I believe it's coming out tomorrow.
Tomorrow, that's right.
Yeah. It's called Destination Unknown. Very mysterious name. please, tell me a little bit about it.
Destination, it's kind of like a... How would I describe it? It's like a psychedelic funk blues kind of mashup of like crazy synths, and yeah, it's kind of, I try to make like a journey of a song, because I guess it's what it's kind of about. It's kind of like, I was like going through a time in my life when I was like struggling with like direction, but I kept finding myself like waiting for the next thing, you know, like being like, oh, if I just have that, I'll be happy, you know, or when I get there, I'll be happy. And then I like kind of, there's a certain blues that kind of comes from being caught in that cycle, and I was just like, and then a good friend of mine kind of caught me and was just like, man, you know, it's the old classic, you know, you got to learn to enjoy the journey, and you know, it's about the journey, not the destination, hence Destination Unknown.
Wow, that is lovely. Now, it sounds like there is a number of kind of elements going on musically in this song. How do you kind of balance all that, yet incorporate them to the extent you want?
I guess a lot of it's like, I'm a big experimenter. Like, I like to sit with a track for a long time and try things out and try different colors and different timbres and sounds and sort of mix them up. And then I find like through the process from the start, I kind of like have an idea. I think, oh, this is how this track's going to be, like, you know, 100%. And then it like can totally like morph into something else. And then I'm like, actually, no, I think I like this better, you know? Like, so I guess it's through that process of like just iterations and just trial and error, I guess.
Were there a few iterations of this track?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Quite a few. It's sort of I've had the tone for a long time, like quite a few years, and I've jammed it with people and done it sort of like in a kind of a rocky way, and then I've kind of done it in a more funky way, and now I feel like I've kind of like, it's kind of grown into like, well, it's matured into its final form, I guess.
Yeah, wow. I do you consider yourself a bit of like a indecisive person?
No, I wouldn't say it comes from indecision. I would say it's more of like I just did like there's an unknowing of like, you know, when something is, well, for me anyway, like creatively, when something is a good decision. And I guess like I kind of like don't stop until I have that inner knowing.
Yeah, so like yeah, right.
My whole creative process is driven by that feeling of like, or just even if it's a simple idea, you know, like if I get excited about it, I'm like, yeah, that's fucking it, man. Like, mean.
yeah, yeah, right.
Yeah, yeah. And then like I just wait for, as with a whole track, it's just a culmination of all those exciting moments through that process. That when I reach the point of like, yeah, that's the track, like it's done, you know. In some ways I guess I kind of abandon it. I think at some point I'm like, nah, I'm done with this, man, like it's done.
I appreciate the honesty there. So you mentioned it earlier, but you played on last Friday, I believe, is your show. Now what are you like as a live performer?
I guess I'm a bit of a steady groover, eh? I kind of just, like, get into it with the boys and, you know, throw my guitar around a little bit every now and then, you know? not too far there.
He's so cool. Oh. Do you, like, plan thoroughly a set, or you kind of play by ear? Because musicians can be real opposite ends of the spectrum on this. So where do you lie
in terms of like a performance?
Yeah, like planning it.
Yeah, I guess I kind of just we obviously rehearse the songs and in terms of like, there's not certain moments where I'm going to do my synchronized dance moves, you know, like
I kind of just
let it happen.
No, I'd like to see that. So, okay, so Butterfly Baby came out, you did a show, Destination Unknown is out tomorrow. What's next?
So we've got a few more singles coming out.
Tasty.
In the lead up to the album release later this year. So, just kind of working towards that at the moment. And getting some plans sorted out for summer.
Hell yeah. Am I allowed to know anything about the album? Or is that kind of under wraps?
Go for it, Liam.
Tell me things. Tell me. Spill the tea.
it's called After Dark. And I guess like the whole concept of it is kind of like, it's really just a snapshot. Well, they are a collection of snapshots of a time in my life. I write from a very personal perspective, and it's somewhat autobiographical. And I guess it's kind of just these moments that I kind of thought that were meaningful to me in my life, and I guess I kind of like try and tease out the universal message of these situations or the learnings that I've taken away, and with the hope that other people can connect with that.
Oh my God, that was just beautiful. That was, have you rehearsed that?
No, that was off the top of the dome, Leo.
Oh my God, marry me, please. Sam, it has been a delight to talk to you this morning, as usual, and make sure you come back for your further single releases. It's awesome to chat to you. Destination Unknown, that comes out tomorrow. If people want to keep up to date with you and follow you and all that, where can they do that?
On Instagram, Sam Fowles Music. Facebook's the same, Sam Fowles Music. YouTube, Bandcamp, Spotify, all the usuals.
Hell yeah. Don't make yourself difficult to find. I like that. That's good. congratulations on this track. I'm so excited to hear it. You should be absolutely stoked with yourself. What's on the agenda for today?
Today is, what is on the agenda today? Breakfast, I think, was probably the first protocol.
Well, yeah, okay.
I've got a few things to sort of sort out for the release, and gonna catch up with a friend for some coffee, and yeah, pretty chill day.
Oh, that sounds nice. Lovely.
Yeah.
Well, Sam, I hope to talk to you again soon. Thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thanks for having me on, Liam.